Blog Talk Radio.
If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
Okay, we are here. Welcome to NWCR's first show of the new year, and that is also Conservative Nation Media's first show of the new year. Welcome to the show, and we will get started now with our first article from Western Journal. Comes this. GOP representatives go public after overhearing active threats from demon brats on the House floor. Now, I'm not going to call them Democrats, because Democrats is a name of a party that used to be reputable, say this, to say the least. Now they are not, so they are just demon brats. They're a bunch of evil kids that have to have their own way, or they get mad and throw a temper fit, so they're demon brats. This one was written by Jared Harris on the second day of January, which was yesterday. At least two Republican lawmakers say they overheard threats levied by the Democratic enforcers in the House of Representatives recently, and now they're going public with the shocking allegations. Now, it may be shocking to some people, but for people like me who have been following what these stupid people are doing, it's not a shock at all. As a matter of fact, it'd be a shock if they didn't do things like this. But I digress. I digress on this one. During a Monday appearance on Fox News program Hannity, representatives Matt Gaetz of Florida and Andy Biggs of Arizona recalled hearing Democrats use thuggish tactics to get their fellow party members on board with the impeachment of President Donald Trump. Now, if the Democrats had heard this from the Republicans, the impeachment would have never happened. They would have stopped it right then and there, because at that point in time, they would have said, hey, now wait, this isn't right. It is if you go the other way, but with exactly the same things. But if it went against the Democrat president, oh, that wouldn't be right, and they'd stop it. The threats allegedly turned Democrats' big money machines into potential weapons against any party member who refused to toe the line. It's not that just that Nancy Pelosi raises money for her caucus, Gaetz told the guest host Greg Jarrett. It's that they used that money as a political weapon against anyone who potentially would vote against impeachment. And there were a couple that did, by the way. And I observed active threats on the House floor that if the Blue Dog Democrats didn't go along with the radical left of the Democratic Congressional Committee, that something would happen. Biggs confirmed this tactic as a powerful one that has scared many who fear for their careers in Washington, D.C. Well, they all should be afraid for their careers in Washington, D.C. right now, because very few in Washington are doing the right thing. Several of them who have been talked to quietly aside, they want this to go away. They wish it had never happened, Biggs said. Nancy Pelosi's got them because she raises money for them. And that's the big thing, money. And as long as the money is involved in that, then it's something that is not going to go away until the people make it go away. And because of that, you know, of course, you know, Nancy Pelosi's got the money. She raises the money for them. Welcome to NWCR Radio on this, our 12th year of broadcasting on Blog Talk Radio on this, the third day of January of 2020, with the first show for NWCR for this year and also the first program on CNM for this new year. Welcome to the show.
Call
One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Of the New Wise Conservatism Radio Show with your host, Robert Garding. At the rate our leaders are ignoring our Constitution, we're finding that they cannot lead, nor do they want to keep us safe from our enemies. And yes, we have some. From the crossroads of America, the New Wise Conservatism Radio Show is brought to you
Conservative Nation Media
with the Doctor of this Republic, showing that the truth can be told to save this nation. And now, on with the show.
Welcome, like it said, welcome back to the show. The call-in number is 646-478-5284. If you want to be on the show, I am Robert Garding, your humble host for this, the flagship show of the Conservative Nation Media Network, NWCR Radio. One result of President Donald Trump's decisive response this week to the attack on the United States Embassy in Baghdad has been to once again highlight what competent leadership looks like, particularly when compared with the former president, Barack Obama. The closest parallel in my lifetime was the transition from American malaise under Jimmy Carter to the revival of American strength and spirit under Ronald Reagan. On Tuesday, there were certain echoes of the 2012 Benghazi attacks when hundreds of Iran-backed militia supporters stormed the American embassy in Baghdad and managed to breach the outer compound. Now, however, unlike Benghazi, the U.S. military response this time was swift, with 100 Marines deployed that day from Kuwait, while an Apache attack helicopter flew overhead, firing flares over the crowd below as a show of force. The implied message, of course, was as follows. If this keeps up, this helicopter is capable of firing far more deadly munitions. With the help of the Iraqi military, who later came on the scene, the protesters dispersed. Unlike Benghazi, the call for U.S. military help was answered in a timely response. The result was no dead Americans. Further, the Trump administration was clear about who was responsible for the attack, Iran, and what the consequences would be if the aggression persisted. Contrast this response with Obama administration's reaction during the Benghazi attacks in September of 2012. In the months preceding the attacks, the State Department turned down multiple requests for increased security from U.S. Ambassador to Libya, Christopher Stevens. The administration then waited until the morning after the assault on the consulate started, over 12 hours before sending U.S. military help. By that time, folks, it was all over pretty much. Further, when it was all over, Obama officials tried to cover up their incompetence by going on television and lying to the American people about the nature of the attack by knowingly and falsely claiming that it was a spontaneous uprising prompted by a YouTube video, which it wasn't. A 2016 report by the House Select Committee on Benghazi found the U.S. military response was fraught with missteps, which reflected on the leadership at the top. A fleet anti-terrorism security team, or FAST, sat on a plane in Rota, Spain, for 3 hours and changed in and out of their uniforms four times, the report summary read. The report detailed back and forth about whether the Marines would wear their military uniforms or civilian clothes when they were sent, when they went into Libya. Sounds like a lot of Obama-style political correctness, if you ask me. Bureaucratic baloney run amok. The tragic result of the Obama administration's incompetence was the deaths of Stevens, Foreign Service Officer Sean Smith, and CIA security contractors Tyrone Woods and Glenn Daugherty. The surviving Americans in Benghazi were ultimately evacuated, not by the Americans, mind you, but the Libyan armed forces. Under the Trump administration, there was no dithering when the embassy in Iraq came under attack. The Marine Corps Times reported a detachment of 100 Marines deployed from Kuwait to the Benghazi embassy within hours of the attack to bolster the facility's defenses. The Marines were part of a special purpose Marines Air Ground Task Force Crisis Response Central Command, which was created after the 2012 attack on the diplomatic post in Benghazi, Libya, the Times reported. That evening, Trump told reporters regarding the U.S. response, "I think it's been handled very well. The Marines came in. We had great warriors come in and do fantastically. And they were there instantaneously as soon as we heard. I use the word immediately." This will not be a Benghazi, he added, according to the White House media pool report. Benghazi should never have happened. This will never, ever be a Benghazi. It was not only Trump's response to Benghazi that illustrates the competence versus Obama. The Islamic State group's caliphate grew from non-existent to roughly 35,000 square miles by 2015 on Obama's watch. Trump pledged as a candidate to destroy the caliphate if elected. After becoming president, he traveled to the region and spoke with his military leaders on the ground. The military officers explained to him a strategy that they said would quickly bring about the terror organization's demise. Trump adopted their recommendations, and the caliphate began to shrink until its last stronghold was liberated last March. Of course, the Trump economy provides one of the greatest contrasts with Obama. Rather than raising taxes on businesses and individuals and increasing the regulatory burden at an alarming rate, Trump slash taxes and regulations. The result has been the lowest unemployment rate since 1969 and the lowest ever for African Americans, Hispanic Americans, and Asian Americans. Meanwhile, hourly wages have risen at their fastest rate in years, and those at the IC West end of the economic spectrum seeing the highest percentage gain, or the lowest end of the economic spectrum, seeing the highest percentage gain. Since Trump was elected, 7 million new jobs have been created. Now, this is something that Obama told everybody. This will never happen. You need to get used to being in a recession because this is the new normal. Trump's still in his first term, and that new normal is now a burgeoning economy with low unemployment, lower taxes, etc. Obama told Americans that manufacturing jobs would not be coming back to the U.S. in June of 2016. He asserted that then-candidate Trump had no magic wand that could reverse the trend. Trump, although, found the magic wand in both new tax and trade policies. CNS News reported in September that since he took office, there has been an increase of approximately 500,000 manufacturing jobs under Trump versus the loss of nearly that amount with Obama in charge. All these facts speak of Trump's competence and implementation of sound, time-tested governing policies. The same contrast could be seen during the transition from Carter to Reagan. Carter suggested in his famous crisis of confidence, otherwise known as the malaise, speech in July of 79 that perhaps America's best days had come and gone. Now, that's something that the Democrats, the demon brats, that I'm going to be calling them from now on, use as a tool for what they believe. America's best days have come and gone. The symptoms of this crisis of the American spirit are all around us, Carter said. For the first time in history of our country, a majority of our people believe that the next 5 years will be worse than the past 5 years. Unquote. Months later, in November of 79, Reagan announced his candidacy for the presidency, saying, "Much of this talk of American decline has come from leaders who claim that our problems are too difficult to handle. We are supposedly too meek. We are supposedly to meekly accept their failures as the most which humanly can possibly be done. They tell us that we must learn to live with less and teach our children that their lives will be less full and prosperous than ours have been," he continued. "I don't believe that, and I don't believe that you do either. That is why I am seeking the presidency. I cannot and will not stand by and see this great country destroy itself." Unquote. That's what Reagan said. One could summarize Gipper's rhetoric back then as him intending to make America great again. And that's exactly what he did. Reagan lowered taxes on the businesses and individuals, slashed regulations, and rebuilt the nation's military with a policy of peace through strength that Trump now references. The result, the nation's economy grew one-third larger, the unemployment rate fell in half, and the Cold War ended months after Reagan left office. The 40th president implemented the right policies, choosing competent people to carry them out, and in the end of his 8 years in office, he could proudly say America's place as a shining city upon a hill had been restored. It was a case study in competence versus incompetence. We are once again seeing the same play out in our time. The choice in November could not be clearer. Trump has shown time and time again he knows what he is doing, which is a welcome change from the previous administration. NWCR Radio will return after these important messages. Stay tuned.
Conservative Nation Media is proud to announce our newest show, Black by Color Only. For all you fruit bats out there, this is a fruit bat free radio show and well worth the listen. Tune in to Black by Color Only with Vincent Brown every Saturday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time.
Vietnam was the war where American troops showed valor and bravery on the battlefields, but where the enemy was nothing more than ghosts in the jungle, and they were superstitious too. This gave rise to the Vampire Patrol, six men who fought the whole war together, spreading death and destruction along with vampire voodoo lore into the ranks of the enemy with precision and cutthroat accuracy. Using the superstitions of the Viet Cong, they had vampire teeth crafted for them by friends at their camp, which were razor sharp and became the dreaded thing the VC were always on the lookout for. Now, years later, Matt Joseph and Jerry Malone live in Tucson, Arizona, living their lives to the fullest. Matt has his own business, the Joseph Investigations Company, and his best friend Jerry is Chief of Police of Tucson South Precinct. The job that gets Matt on the case is one that brings the Vampire Patrol back from the past and places it smack dab in the middle of the present and takes him to a small town on the Indian Reservation called Lukachukai in northern Arizona. There, a mountain named Roof Butte not only holds mysteries,
but a cloud of black fear that oozes out of it into the evening sky. Matt is the one who has been hired to find out what is going on up there without becoming a part of the nasty plan going on in the area. Night Owls is the first in the new series of Myths with Matt Joseph and is on sale at http://www.createspace.com/486-9187. That's https://www.createspace.com/486-9187. It is also available on Amazon and in digital form too. Order Night Owls today and enjoy the reading experience today.
Those crazy nights I do remember in my youth. I do recall those were the best times.
Okay, we are back. The call-in number is 646-478-5284. If you want to be on the show, the chat room is open, folks, if you want to be there. We are only going to be on the air for 1 hour tonight. We have a lot to talk about, but because of a situation here at the house where I had to cancel essentially the first hour of the show and then move it back 1 hour, I had some maintenance people come in and he had to fix some things in the kitchen, and that was right at the beginning of the 3 o'clock hour for us. And so I had to cancel and then move the show back 1 hour and then change it to a 1 hour show. So that's the reason why we're 1 hour tonight. Next week we will be our normal 2 hours, and if we can do it, we're going to even go longer than that. So, okay. Welcome back. Like I said, the call-in number to be on the show is 646-478-5284. There's been a lot going on these past few weeks. A lot of it has been illegal and unconstitutional. And we're getting signs of the demon brats feeling the fallout from it. Something that went viral this last week was a man walking up to Nancy Pelosi at a ball game. It looked like it was anyway. And she got up and was smiling because a man came up to her to talk. But her face totally changed from a smile to something else when he proceeded to tell her off for the things that she and the demon brats are doing in Washington, D.C. Another was a town hall type meeting where Adam Schiff was talking about the Democrats, and the crowd started to yell out that he was a liar, a cheat, a traitor, etc. I have the audio for that one, and it's kind of hard to understand, but every once in a while you'll hear somebody yell out, liar, liar, and towards the end it gets real pronounced. That was at a town hall meeting where Adam Schiff was talking about the Democrats, and the crowd started to yell out that he was a liar, cheat, traitor, etc. But during that mess you just heard, you could hear someone say, you have obviously heard, but I could not hear the rest. That was Adam Schiff trying to talk over the crowd that was calling him everything from a liar to other choice words that were put in there. And I have this clip from One America News that was done the day after the impeachment vote in the House. And in this one, a bunch of good points were brought up about Obama. that were much, much worse and bad for this nation than Trump has ever done, yet there was no impeachment of Obama by the Democrats, demon brats. Give a listen to this, especially you Trump haters who think that Trump has done everything wrong, and you might learn something, that Obama wasn't such an angel himself and did many more things that were impeachable than Trump has done, even in your warped minds.
House Democrats met today to discuss the possibility of impeaching President Trump. Remember that time the Democrats pushed to impeach Donald Trump after he weaponized the IRS to target conservatives because they were conservative? Oh, no, wait. That wasn't Donald Trump. That was Barack Obama, and Democrats never tried to impeach Obama for that. Remember that time the Democrats pushed to impeach Donald Trump after he promised Vladimir Putin and Russia that he would have more leverage with them after his reelection? Oh, no, wait. That wasn't Donald Trump. That was Barack Obama, and Democrats never tried to impeach Obama for that. Remember that time the Democrats pushed to impeach Donald Trump when he lied to the American people and lied to Congress about the Iran nuclear deal and then shipped billions of dollars in pallets of cash to Iran? Oh, no, wait. That wasn't Donald Trump. That was Barack Obama, and Democrats never tried to impeach Obama for that. Remember that time the Democrats pushed to impeach Donald Trump when Trump snooped on journalists, when he hacked the laptop of journalist Cheryl Atkinson over her reporting on the Fast and Furious gun running scandal, the same scandal that left an American Border Patrol agent and dozens, if not hundreds, of Mexicans dead? Oh, no, wait. That wasn't Donald Trump. That was Barack Obama, and Democrats never tried to impeach Obama for that. Remember that time the Democrats pushed to impeach Donald Trump when he pushed the Ukraine to investigate the campaign manager of his political opponent, which resulted in the firing of the campaign manager? Oh, no, wait. That wasn't Donald Trump. That was Barack Obama. And Democrats never tried to impeach Obama for that. Remember that time the Democrats pushed to impeach Donald Trump after U.S. military veterans died on secret wait lists at corrupt VA health centers presided over by the administration? Oh, no, wait. That wasn't Donald Trump. That was Barack Obama, and Democrats never tried to impeach Obama for that. Remember that time Democrats pushed to impeach Donald Trump after high-ranking officials in his administration tried to meddle in a presidential election to, quote, damage the electoral chances of the candidate they didn't like, used a foreign intelligence officer and a dossier of opposition research sourced from the Russian government to try to damage the candidate, spied on his campaign in an effort to prevent him from taking office? Oh, no, wait. That wasn't Donald Trump. That was Barack Obama who did that, and Democrats never tried to impeach Obama for that. In other words, the Democrats are ridiculous hypocrites who want to impeach President Trump because the Washington Post, a paper with a history of anti-Trump lies, published a vague allegation from an unnamed whistleblower that Trump did something bad on a phone call with a foreign leader. We don't know who the whistleblower is. We do know the whistleblower wasn't listening to the phone call himself. He just heard a water cooler rumor and decided to tattle. We don't know what promise President Trump actually made, or if he made one, or if he followed through, or if it was improper. And so without all these details, the Democrats want to jump immediately to impeachment. I have never met a more insecure political party in all my life. Can't win elections because their policies are so terrible, they try to impeach Trump morning, noon, and night instead. Ridiculous.
Okay. Now, if you had actually listened here, you would have heard all the things that Trump is being accused of, only to find out that actually the person who did them was Obama. Impeach Trump? Purely a political ploy to save the face for Obama, who was really the one who should have been impeached. And that's all there is to it, folks. I mean, think about it. We have a president who has done nothing but made this country great again. And what are the Democrats trying to do? They're trying to impeach him.
We will be right back after these important messages.
For a truthful change of pace, tune into Conservative Nation Media, where America is the good guy and illegals and terrorists are not. Christmas coming, we have a lot to talk about, SamFam Inc. being one of the main parts of this talk. SamFam Inc. is a 501c3 Part 1 nonprofit organization based in Saco, Maine, that exists to help the families of active duty military members. During this time of year, the children of these brave soldiers need things that the family just cannot get for them. That is where SamFam Inc. and their new drive for Christmas comes in. SamFam Inc. has a Christmas stocking drive going now that will help the families of our brave heroes during their time of need. Donations of product or money is accepted. To give, send your donations to 18 Eastern Avenue, Saco, Maine, 04072. That's 18 Eastern Avenue, S-A-C-O, Maine, 04072 with your name, so that SamFam can help these families during the Christmas season of 2019. This is a worthy cause, my friends, and SamFam Inc. will give your donations to the families of our active duty warriors. Help them while the military fights to keep our freedoms. And Merry Christmas to you all. In the world of business, it's always exciting to announce the formation of a new one and an LLC to boot. Enter now, Eye in the Sky Drone Services, LLC, based in Jamestown, Indiana, 46147. With drones being the big up-and-coming billion-dollar industry, Eye in the Sky has gotten in close to the ground floor, and the possibilities are endless. From photographing homes for realtors to weddings with video and photos, Eye in the Sky Drone Services, LLC, affiliated with Garden Graphics and Printing, can attain all your needs in photography from a perspective hard to attain to. That's Eye in the Sky Drone Services, LLC, 317-827-3270, or email us at gardinger@reagan.com. We are your one-stop for drone service company for photography. We were going to have a second hour of the show, but because of what I had explained earlier, because I had the maintenance people for the apartment complex come around to fix a few things that I had set up the other day for them to come in. I didn't think they'd come in today, but they did, and they came right about the time that I was going to get ready to start the show, so I had to back it off an hour, and then I've got to go and get my wife at 5, so I cannot be here any longer than that. So tonight is an hour. Next week, I'm going to try and do a 3-hour show, if at all possible. We have had our President Trump striking in Iran after many attacks on our people and innocent people around the world. And as I was writing this, President Trump was giving his comment speech after the demon brats came down on him for striking yesterday. He has literally set the record straight after the demon brats have said that he was being dangerous in doing this. Actually, the ones being dangerous are the demon brats. I have a little time now, and I'm trying to get this his statements for the show, and I actually did get them. But the call-in number to be on the show is 646-478-5284 as we continue with the president's message that he gave today at about 1:18 p.m. Mountain Time, 3:18 Eastern Time. This is the president.
Soleimani was plotting imminent and sinister attacks on American diplomats and military personnel, but we caught him in the act and terminated him. Under my leadership, America's policy is unambiguous to terrorists who harm or intend to harm any American. We will find you. We will eliminate you. We will always protect our diplomats, service members, all Americans, and our allies. For years, the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps and its ruthless Quds Force under Soleimani's leadership has targeted, injured, and murdered hundreds of American civilians and servicemen. The recent attacks on U.S. targets in Iraq, including rocket strikes that killed an American and injured four American servicemen very badly, as well as a violent assault on our embassy in Baghdad, were carried out at the direction of Soleimani. Soleimani made the death of innocent people his sick passion, contributing to terrorist plots as far away as New Delhi and London. Today, we remember and honor the victims of Soleimani's many atrocities, and we take comfort in knowing that his reign of terror is over. Soleimani has been perpetrating acts of terror to destabilize the Middle East for the last 20 years. What the United States did yesterday should have been done long ago. A lot of lives would have been saved. Just recently, Soleimani led the brutal repression of protesters in Iran, where more than 1,000 innocent civilians were tortured and killed by their own government. We took action last night to stop a war. We did not take action to start a war. I have deep respect for the Iranian people. They are a remarkable people with an incredible heritage and unlimited potential. We do not seek regime change. However, the Iranian regime's aggression in the region, including the use of proxy fighters to destabilize its neighbors, must end, and it must end now. The future belongs to the people of Iran, those who seek peaceful coexistence and cooperation, not the terrorist warlords who plunder their nation to finance bloodshed abroad. The United States has the best military by far anywhere in the world. We have the best intelligence in the world. If Americans anywhere are threatened, we have all of those targets already fully identified, and I am ready and prepared to take whatever action is necessary. And that in particular refers to Iran. Under my leadership, we have destroyed the ISIS territorial caliphate. And recently, American Special Operations Forces killed the terrorist leader known as al-Baghdadi. The world is a safer place without these monsters. America will always pursue the interests of good people, great souls, while seeking peace, harmony, and friendship with all of the nations of the world. Thank you. God bless you. God bless our great military, and God bless the United States of America. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Okay. Now, U.S. military leaders deserve a lot of praise for their swift reaction to shore up defenses in the face of a potentially disastrous situation in development. Last week, Iraqi protesters organized and funded by Iran's Hezbollah surrogate organization had gathered in Baghdad to protest U.S. military presence. U.S. forces recently carried out airstrikes against insurgent military groups after they carried out a rocket attack that killed an American contractor last week. Now, we have to remember this. Everything that we have done has been in retaliation to something that Iran or the insurgent militia groups, terrorists, have done to us. They want to hit back because revenge needs to be done. The retaliatory strikes killed up to 25 insurgents, a strong show of force serving as a warning to militia groups that violence against Americans would not be tolerated. Now, after gathering on Wednesday, the angry mob stormed the embassy attempting to light fires and tried to gain access to the inner part of the embassy, but were stopped by U.S. and coalition forces. The group dispersed the next day after President Trump ordered an extra 750 Marines to be sent to Iraq to make sure ample forces would be ready to respond to any potential violence at the hands of these Iran-supported militias. Thanks to quick and decisive action from the right people calling the shots, our troops in the embassy are safe. But don't forget how easily our troops could have been in perilous danger, not to mention the tens of thousands of troops who still go out on patrol or conduct operations in Iraq and Afghanistan that do put them in danger every day, folks. This, you know, the things that we need to stop and look at here, you know, Iran is telling us that they're going to retaliate now because revenge needs to be done. It was because of their actions that this happened, folks. This has gotten completely out of hand. It's gotten completely out of hand. And the idea that because we are retaliating because of attacks on our people and our allies, that we can't do anything in return? A lot of us sit there and think, no, where'd this kind of thinking come from? It came from the 8 years of Barack Obama. We had things happen, you know, like the Fast and Furious thing. Nothing was done then. That was against American citizens, but nothing was done then. Obama didn't want to do anything. He didn't want to help this nation one iota at all. He didn't. He never wanted to. As a matter of fact, he wanted to tear this nation down. And there is the problem that we have with the demon brats that we have in Washington, D.C. right now. That's all they want. That's all they want. They want to tear this nation down. They want to completely obliterate our laws, our Constitution, our freedoms, our Second Amendment, our First Amendment, our Third, Fourth, Fifth, and Sixth. They want to get rid of all of them, folks. They've been working really hard on the Second Amendment because it allows the people to have guns. Now, I've got one that's in this house. It probably couldn't fire. But both me and my wife want to go to a gun store here in Albuquerque and get guns and get licenses. I want a concealed carry. This nation is getting to the point, because of the demon brats, this nation is getting to the point where the American people have to defend themselves. And it's getting to the point that if we do not get rid of the demon brats and the Republicans who follow after them, we're going to lose a hell of a lot more than our freedoms. And we're losing more every day than we ever have in the history of this nation, folks. This nation has gone from being the freest nation on earth to not being the freest nation on earth. We're not the freest nation on earth anymore. And it's not because of the Republicans. It's because of the demon brats in Washington, D.C. and all over this nation who decide for us that we're not smart enough to handle our own affairs. We're not smart enough to decide what we can do in our own homes. We're not smart enough to keep our thermostats where it is comfortable for us. Oh, no. Washington, D.C. has to decide that for us. Because we're not smart enough. We're not smart enough to own guns because, oh, heaven forbid, we might be able to help somebody. And they keep coming up with these idiotic things like gun control. The only people that gun control is going to help And it's not going to actually help anybody. But the only people that are going to be affected by gun control is you and me, Mr. Joe, Mrs. Joe American. Us, the law-abiding people whose constitutional right to own and bear guns is being taken away from us because, according to the demon brats in Washington, we're not smart enough to be able to take care of them. We're not smart enough to take care of ourselves. Yet we have things that happen, like in Texas this last week, where a person in church that could carry a gun, who was actually a firearms instructor, on top of being a part-time security person for the church, drew his weapon from 50 feet away and fired one shot and ended that siege in that church in 6 seconds. How many of you can tell me that the police would have been there in 6 seconds? They would not have been. The police would not have been there for at least minutes, at least 10 minutes. And by that time, all the damage that was going to be done would have been done. People would have been dead everywhere. And this man took this guy out with one shot, took him out with a headshot. 6 seconds was all it took him to react and stop this carnage before it got more than three people. It could have been much, much worse. But we have the demon brats in Washington now saying that this man's not a hero. He shouldn't have had a gun. He should not have been in there with a gun. Well, what about the man that was in there shooting at people? What about the man who came in there to shoot people? Now, the church knew this man. He had been to church quite a few times. He had actually told them that he needed help. They gave him food. And he got upset because they wouldn't give him money. But they gave him food. People, the thing that we have to start realizing here is the fact that everything that is good about this nation, everything that is good and pure about this nation is being torn to bits by the demon brats. They have decided since long ago that the American people do not have it in them to take care of themselves, that the government has to do that. The government has to take care of us. The government has to tell us what to do. The government has to tell us what to eat. The government has to tell us what to drive. The government has to tell us how to throw away our trash, how to get rid of things. The government has to tell us what to say. Now, I am one person who will not allow the government to make me say anything. I do my updates on Facebook Live pretty much daily. This week I haven't done but one, I think. And I've been putting it off because I was going to do one today, but then I decided that I needed to get this show ready. So I didn't do one today. But I have essentially been in Facebook jail since I've been here in Albuquerque. Actually, since before that. Because there for a while, my updates were getting 100, 200, 300. I had updates that were well over 1,000 views a day. Then something happened. I said something, I guess, that infuriated the gods at Facebook. And suddenly my viewership dropped. It went from 1,300 in a day down to 700. Then all of a sudden it was at 400. Then all of a sudden it was at 50. And since I have been here in Albuquerque, I keep getting people on Facebook telling me that my content is unavailable. that they can't see my content. I'm getting people who will see it to the tune of maybe 29 at the most. I think the most I've had since I moved here is one that was at 39. But it's nowhere near what it was. And I have people who I saw today, one lady who is a Facebook friend of mine, she's constantly getting thrown in Facebook jail because of her beliefs of being a conservative and being an American. Her post today was that she'll be out of Facebook jail on Sunday. Well, I'm glad for her. I really am. I wish they'd take me out of there. I have no clue what the heck we have in this nation right now, because the Democrats are demon brats, as I am always calling them now, don't seem to care about anything but themselves. They don't care about anything but themselves. The idea that the American people can actually take care of themselves is something that the Democrats do not agree with. They don't want to agree with that. They want us under their thumb. They want us to be under their thumb. They want us to be controlled by them. And because President Trump is doing an excellent job of taking care of this country, bringing down unemployment, building the wall, there's quite a bit of wall built now, even though a lot of you who listen to the lamestream lying media don't believe it, because that's never reported. But there's a lot of the southern wall that's been built. Trump has kept his promises. And then we have people like Cliff and Mark who were constantly coming down on me for my beliefs that Trump was good for this nation, calling me every name that they could think of. And that's the other thing about a Democrat, the demon brats and their ilk. They can't have a decent discussion with anybody. If they're having a discussion with somebody and that somebody disagrees with their way of doing things, they're nothing but effing bees, and they use the C word, they use the F word, they use the B word, they use every cuss word that they possibly can to let you know just exactly what they think of you. The idea that they can hold a sane conversation with somebody who disagrees with them is non-existent. They do not let that happen. And this whole thing with Trump, if the Democrats had had a president who had done the same things that they're accusing Trump of which they did, actually, Obama, impeaching him was against everything that they stood for. Nobody was going to do that. Nobody could talk ill of the Obama girls. Nobody could talk ill of Michelle. Nobody could talk ill of Obama himself, because he was trying to help this country. Yeah, he was trying to help this country into a trash bin of history. And Trump is in the process right now of doing everything that he can to do the things that he campaigned to do. And the Democrats have been trying to impeach him since before he even got to office. Then they were having this whole thing about how they needed to get this impeachment done, get Trump out of office before the end of the year. Oh, they got their vote all right, straight down party lines, except there were a few Democrats that didn't vote for it. No Republicans voted for it. They got their vote. They got their majority on that. They got their impeachment. The next step that was supposed to happen after that was they were supposed to send it to the Senate. Oh, yeah, that's right. It didn't go to the Senate. You know why? Because Pelosi knows that the Senate will not vote for impeachment. So she's going to hold on to it until the Senate will vote for impeachment. And I have a feeling on this one, if they have to wait until after President Trump supposedly gets taken out of office by votes in 2020, November, they'll do that. They'll hold off. They will hold off, folks. Impeachment was not that important to them. All they wanted to do was to be able to say, he's impeached. And it's like I said a few days ago, last week, after the vote, Albuquerque Journal, big headline on the front page, Trump impeached. No, he's not. And I've said this before, as long as they don't send it to the Senate and the Senate doesn't vote on it, he has not been impeached. Period. Nancy Pelosi wants to play this game, and that's all it is. It's just a game. That's all this is. It's a game to them. They want to, they're playing a game. They want to win the game. They want to make sure that everything goes their way. Pelosi keeps saying that she wants a fair trial. No, what she wants, folks, mark my words on this. Listen, because I'm right. To her, a fair trial will be to impeach Trump and get him out of office. It doesn't matter that there's no proof against anything that they have impeached him for. No proof at all. Nothing has been proven that he can do, that he has done. Yet they impeached him. But impeachment is a process. It's not a vote. All they've had so far is a vote. And impeachment stopped right there. And the Republicans, if they were smart, would let them know this. Because the constitutional thing for Nancy Pelosi to do now is get the managers, send it to the Senate for a trial and a vote. She ain't going to do that because the vote won't go her way. And as long as that vote doesn't go her way, she's not going to send it. And during the time that they're doing this, they're also trying to think up new ways to get Trump to push him down, try and prove something, which they're not going to be able to do. They will try to prove something. Which really doesn't matter now because the vote has already happened. Whatever else they find doesn't matter because now it needs to go to the Senate. And she's not allowing that. It is almost 5 o'clock now and nobody came into the chat room today, which was kind of sad. I was hoping somebody would. But we've got about 60 seconds left on this show. And we are in the process now of we're going to be doing our show next week, and I'm going to try and do a full 3 hours if I possibly can, because I did get 2.5 hours in on Christmas. I don't know how many people heard the show. It was a good one. I did a lot of music, did very little, if any, talk about politics that day. It was all about Jesus Christ and Christmas. And if you want to listen to that, you can go back into the archives and find it because it is there. But we will be back next week, and hopefully next week I'll be able to do a much longer show. I'm going to try and do a 3-hour show next week. And we will be back next week. And as always, God bless America. God bless the truth. And we will not be here. Have a good night. God bless you all.